Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, dedicated to accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science worldwide. On the web at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. Gas prices are topping $4 a gallon in many states. That's slowing the economy, according to government statistics released today. By the way, we're asking at HereNow.org if you're changing your driving habits because of gas prices. Many of you are. We'd like to hear from you. But if you're in New York, you can walk to the car show. More than a million people are expected to go through the turnstiles before it ends this weekend. We wanted to find out what's new, especially in light of fuel prices, and also how the New York show is handling the competition from the auto show in Shanghai. Some American car makers unveiling their new models in China first. Veteran automotive reporter Paul Eisenstein joins us. He's a publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And Paul, you just got back from the New York show at the Jacob Javits Center. What was the feeling there?
Actually, quite upbeat. You've got to recall that the industry is slowly recovering from two devastating years, really three bad years. So any improvement in the market is good. And what surprised everybody was just how many new products were introduced in New York, especially since a lot of products that might have been introduced there in the past went over to China.
Well, but you write that GM's Chevrolet division held their global launch of the all-new Malibu in Shanghai and then sort of repeated it, did do-overs in New York. New York only got the do-overs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was interesting because you also saw the Beetle previewed in Shanghai with a secondary launch here in New York and then a third one in Berlin. So it's interesting to see that. Not surprising. China is now the world's largest passenger car market, automotive market, and it is growing at double-digit paces. The U.S., even in recovery mode, can't come close. So nobody's really surprised. Plus, the Malibu, which, as you said, was first shown over there, is a significant indication of the change in direction by the industry in general and GM in particular. You know, the old car was that classic See Your USA in your Chevrolet, but now it's a global car. It will go with the new model from 20 markets to being sold in 100, notably including China.
Well, and I want to talk about the New York show, but you spoke with Jim Farley, the Ford executive, who said that he thought the China show was the most exciting auto show he'd ever seen. Why?
Well, because of all the energy over there. Remember that you not only have just about every automaker in the world, large and small, but you also have 100-plus Chinese makers getting into the market. So everybody's competing, and boy, it's always exciting when you're talking about growth rates that are in the 30, 40, 50% a year range. It's phenomenal. You've got a lot of new technology coming in. You've got all these huge buyers who have never had a car before. And what's amazing is, as big as the market has gotten, it's still largely limited to the Pacific coast. Nobody knows how big China is going to get once those people in the second and third tier and fourth tier cities, you know, many of which are still over a million people, will start buying cars, and they expect that to happen in the next few years.
And if you think we don't have enough fuel now, just wait. But this is why.
By the way, Robin, that's a major reason why we are seeing $4 a gallon gas. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that's a major reason, because we are seeing Chinese demand for fuel soar even during our downturn.
Yeah, but what about the Chinese product? I mean, everybody's, all these American executives are rushing to get over there, but what about the Chinese product? You were writing that China's going to launch over 100 battery vehicles. Now, I didn't know if those were Chinese made, but somebody made a joke in the office, you know, yeah, but they'll be AA battery, you know, yuck, yuck. Is the China product up to snuff?
Not for global consumption yet, but it will be very quickly. We're seeing the Chinese bring their products up at a rapid pace. Nobody knows exactly when they're going to land in the United States. We keep hearing promises from companies like Geely that want to get here. They keep delaying and delaying and delaying, but they're learning very quickly. And frankly, you know, that issue about intellectual property rights is one that the automakers worry about because, well, for example, GM and VW are both partnered with Shanghai Automotive Industry Consortium, the largest over there, and they're learning a lot, and they're taking what they're learning from GM and from VW and other partners, and they're just making better products. So how soon will the Chinese be up there? We don't know. But we can certainly look at Japan, which everybody laughed at 40 years ago, or the Koreans, who almost left this market because they built such garbage that Americans turned off to them 20 years ago. Nobody's laughing now.
Yeah. Well, to the New York show, first of all, the first since the earthquake in Japan, where so much product is made, what was could you feel that?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of issues about what the Japanese crisis will mean. Since then, we have heard from Toyota saying that they probably won't be up to full normal production speed until, what, November or December. They'll be losing a million-plus units of production. And first of all, General Motors will all but certainly be the world's largest automaker again this year. The question is whether they're going to be able to maintain that momentum going forward. But they certainly have a lot of products. And GM is looking at this as sort of the gift from the gods that it was hoping for after its bankruptcy. Now that it's got a lot of new products, it's going to be a little tougher for Toyota to just clear it in the race.
Yeah. Here's some what other people note. The Auto Channel writes that luxury cars are doing very well. Wired.com wrote on car safety developments at the New York show. They said there's improved side airbags, car makers using smartphones and other smart technology. What would you take? What would you like to talk about in the minute or so we have about the New York car show?
Well, it's interesting. Let's talk about the impact of the gas prices. Certainly, we're seeing a lot of emphasis on fuel economy. What I find funny is when you hear companies like Lamborghini with their new Aventador, which got its first showing here in the States, 700 horsepower, a good 100 horsepower more than the model it replaces, and yet they're talking fuel economy, about 20% better. The fact is, all the new technology going under the hood is making even the most high-performance cars more fuel efficient. We're seeing a lot more battery cars in New York. There's a lot of stuff to see. Technology is transforming the automobile. It doesn't matter what you're doing, whether it's infotainment, safety, or what have you. The digital technology is making for a huge difference from what we saw in the automobile just 5 years ago.
That's a veteran automotive reporter, Paul Eisenstein, just back from the New York Car Show on this week. He publishes the DetroitBureau.com. Check it out. And Paul, thanks as always.
My pleasure to be with you, Robin.
Checking in with us. Okay, quick heads up. Tomorrow on Here and Now, Pope John Paul II is on a fast track to sainthood. He's beloved by so many, but critics say maybe the church should hold off on the halo because of the handling of the church sex abuse scandal. We'll weigh in on that. Also, Alexandra Styron writing about life with her father, author William Styron. Fascinating new memoir tomorrow. Latest news is next, Here and Now.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Hinckley, Allen & Snyder, where partners have been giving clients practical legal advice for over 100 years throughout New England and now including Connecticut, online at haslaw.com. And the Institute of Contemporary Art on the Boston waterfront. Discover the power and beauty of new art and ideas, icaboston.org.